AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Hey, everyone. This is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets, in the car while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Oh, my God. Yeah. We're in. We're in the safe place, everybody. Things are so good.
She's got one little
oh, my God. You accept this rose down under. The premier is Xylita. You accept this rose into your... Oh, my God. I do accept. There's so much drama already. So much...
It's like he's singing like it's weird and world.
Yes. Accept this rose into your... Oh, my God. Welcome to a very special episode of Will You Accept This Rose? My name is Arden Marie, and I'm coming to you from my bougie garage. So excited to be doing the premiere episode of Bachelor in Paradise. Thank you so much. I just want everybody to know, before we introduce our guests, that we all dressed up, with the regs dressed up, A, because it's a premiere, and we're excited about our brand new, we have a premiere guest coming, but we're going to save her intro for last, but we wanted to make her feel welcome, and we wanted to be dressed up so it felt fancy. Okay. To my right is a woman that I adore who looks great in her podcast black tie. Let's give her the longest intro ever.
Oh, here comes my song.
Here we go. She's the secretary of the stage.
That's how you do it.
She bought me masks with my own face. It's a hard song to hear.
I love her. I've traveled with her. I think
turn
that
it up. No way are
I'm
you trying to break into
just
her house
it
in Los Angeles. And that's Pageant Bruce stops going.
Don't say a pun around her. She'll call you a serial killer. But then she'll say, my name is Pageant Brewster. I'm the Secretary of State. And I will go on Amazon and I'll buy you a one-piece bathing suit. I love her. I need her. She's my friend.
Every time.
Also, will you love me $60,000?
Wow.
Is there a radio edit?
That's
the extended remix.
That's the extended
hearing impaired.
That is the extended remix. Pageant.
Yeah.
How do you feel about that song?
I love that song.
It really is just pure feeling. It's all. It truly brings my feeling about it. To me, it feels like how I felt with you on stage in Nashville at the karaoke, Nashville. The lesbian karaoke bar.
That is you've captured that.
That's how
you've captured
I
that feeling.
Okay, to my left is a man that's so handsome. Let's give him the craziest intro, the longest craziest intro song
meow,
ever.
Meow, meow.
Robbie's on a
meow,
vacation
meow,
far away.
Meow, meow.
Come around
meow,
and talk
meow,
it over. This happened.
Meow, meow.
So many meow, things that meow, I wanna say.
Meow, meow.
You know I like my Bachelor meow, of the Year a little bit.
That's my favorite line. That's my favorite line.
I'm gonna use your love tonight.
Meow, 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 me
It's hard to believe. I've never done like mescaline.
I don't want to lose your love.
Rob Benedict! Yeah.
Wow. That's, I mean, the Cats.
That's, I mean, that's Cats actually is the new show. That is Cats. That's the, you don't even have to go see Cats. That is the
Cats sequel.
That's the scariest trailer I've ever seen.
Oh my God, that's terrible. Rob Benedict, so nice to see you.
Nice to see you.
You look so handsome. You dressed up.
I did.
You're in your black tie summer formal wear. You look great.
We have black and white on. We have kind of, that's our thing.
We dressed up. You're so handsome. Are you feeling so good getting ready to go to Paradise?
So excited.
It's my favorite show on television. I know. It's the most important show ever.
Yeah, I'm really excited.
Are you excited about our new guest?
Super excited.
Okay, let's give our new guest a proper intro.
You may know her as Stella Rose from the TV show Insatiable, or maybe you know her as Ellen Griswold or the Baddest of Entourage, but I know her as my friend Beverly D'Angelo.
We owe me $17,000.
Wow. Yeah.
She always asks everyone to loan her $17,000.
I ask everybody to loan her $17,000. In fact, I even sent Debbie Ryan a Venmo request for $17,000.
Good figure.
She denied it. Oh. But then she sent me 17 cents. Beverly D'Angelo, welcome to the podcast.
It's a pleasure to be here, but I just want to point out that I go with your
You look so really good. Do. You look beautiful. That. It looks great. Wow. It's actually the exact same. It is a very specific color palette, and it's beautiful.
I know. How did I know that?
We're going to have to get a shot against that.
Okay.
At the very yes. There we go. That's how you do it. Perfect. Here we go.
We're excited.
Beverly and I befriended each other season one on Insatiable. She played Stella Rose, and we just hit it off. You were so great on that show.
Well, thank you.
I'm sorry that you got murdered, because it would have been fun to hang out with you again.
Well, you know, but here I am.
Did you know a lot of your scenes were with Debbie Ryan, the delightful Debbie?
And Dallas. But Debbie, our queen Debbie.
I love her.
How could we not love her?
And you're also friends with our friend Lauren Lapkus. You were
I
in a movie.
Her.
You did. We're in the Unicorn with her.
Yes, I was.
And our friend Lance Bass.
Yes, I am.
Oh,
come
wow.
on,
all good.
Right,
I met Lance at a game night.
I mean, you can't go wrong with that.
No, nope, he's the guy.
And you've been listening to the podcast, but you were like, "I want to do the podcast. I've never watched The Bachelor," and I was like,
never
"Why
did.
Don't Why don't we start with Paradise? The most important television show on earth."
Yes.
And you're all in now.
I'm all in.
I mean, so let's get started.
I'm ready.
Before we get going, we want to address one former controversy. Hannah, apparently last week, Tyler, I guess, went and spent the night at Hannah's. There was pictures of him leaving her apartment.
Oh, right.
And then, like, two nights later, he was in Brooklyn with Gigi Hadid at the Soho House. And then he had another day with Gigi Hadid. It was hard to watch some woman blow it so hard with such a handsome man. Mm-hmm. That was painful to watch. Like, he's so out of Hannah's reach now. He's on to
Gigi.
She picked the wrong guy.
But what about Dylan? I mean, Dylan's the sweetest guy ever.
Dylan. Oh, well, we're not.
Are you talking about? Oh, sorry.
We're talking about Hannah. The other Hannah. Hannah the Bachelorette.
This is where my virgin quality comes out.
Yes, there's two Hannahs. Yeah. So it was the Hannah that picked the wrong bachelor, and then the hot guy that she liked.
Oh, that's right.
In the Bachelorette. She picked
the bachelor who actually had a girlfriend the whole time.
She picked
that's
the guy.
Right.
Yes.
That's right.
And then, Beverly's versed in Bachelor in Paradise.
Yes, it's right. You know
what?
The purity of that.
This is what I'm excited about.
I don't. I'm certainly not up to your level.
But you know what? Everybody's Debbie entered as a rookie. She was our rookie last season, and now you're our rookie this season.
Yay!
You're rookie of the year 2019.
Okay. And I'm constantly asking them to remind me who is who.
Okay. So, well, it's the Hannahs. Like,
because I don't know. There's Hannah B.
Maybe
and
that's
Hannah
one of the
G.
And you got to have a Hannah.
There's
season.
Been like four Ashleys before.
Yeah.
It's not easy.
Yeah, and everyone's spelled different.
Need
too.
A scorecard.
Overall, the first two nights. I mean, how do we feel about Paradise so far? I think it's going to be a fun one.
Oh yeah.
I think it's great so far.
It's kind of been the Blake show so far.
It's been the Blake show.
I think they're drawing that to an end, though.
He reminds me, so on his season, he was sort of like the sweet pea he made it to the second, like he proposed, he made it to the final two, and he was sort of the nice guy, kind of dorkier, and she picked more of the alpha male. And we've seen this happen a few times where sort of the nice guys, I think a lot of women are like, oh, he's safe, he's sweet. And I feel like he went on a poo-nanny tear for the last 12 months. And then, like, because all of a sudden I think every woman thinks he's like the safe guy, but then like they don't know that.
So he's using that.
I think he's sort of James Taylor, like poo nanny, like surfing the poon of America.
This was, we did this podcast in Nashville years ago.
Right.
And this guy that we thought was so nice.
Named James
of the
Taylor.
Contestants,
a singer-songwriter named James Taylor.
There you go.
And we saw, he
no
came
obstacles.
And joined us. Yeah. You're not going to have to change that name.
Good idea. Yeah. There you go.
He told us he'd slept with 200 women that year.
Yeah.
Since he was on The Bachelor. So that it's just, well, women are constantly throwing themselves
but, I mean,
at these guys.
Isn't that really kind of the, well,
why
I don't
they're
want to
doing
be Debbie
it?
Don. No, I think it's about social media. I think that they're kind of like going, would this guy make me more money if I hook up with him?
Oh.
Because I'll have a higher profile.
I mean, that's not.
And
we
can get the marriage paid for and the baby stuff.
Well, with James Taylor, it wouldn't be because he wasn't so popular. But I actually think with Blake, it actually would be good. Yeah. It would be good.
It increases their social media thing. And you get
smart.
Two of them.
If they get a picture.
What do these people do? What do these people do?
Nothing. This.
They're Instagram people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how they make their money. So I think they go on the hunt, not just for like, you know, the thing.
Well, that's
smart. It's the Debbie Downer thing. It's the Debbie Downer. But I think that they go on the hunt to figure out, now if I hook up with him, my social media presence
I can
will
get
rise
more likes
here.
If I put a picture
likes,
of us
then
at Stagecoach,
and then suddenly I'm like, you know, getting paid $500,000.
I think you're right.
That's
wear
interesting.
Louis Vuitton glasses and stuff. Yeah. It's an analytical and downer point of view, and it does not interfere with the fun we're going.
Okay, great.
No, and I also think it's probably apt, and those are enterprising young people.
Yeah,
let's
they are.
Look at it that way.
Yeah, they are. They're
make your money. You got
but
1 year.
You
got 1 year.
You're not even. You've got like 6 months.
Sell
it's like,
your
it's like,
diet gummy bears.
It's like,
right.
What,
that's
right.
Right.
Yeah, you're right. Why not? Okay, so
clothing
we have.
Line.
So we're starting off. We have Tayshia, and she's like, "Bitch, I'm going to paradise. I'm ready." And that was.
Is Tayshia the one that springs out of the greenery in the leopard print bikini and goes?
Yeah, was that?
In
oh
her
my
intro,
god!
Yeah.
That's her. That's Tayshia, her. Yeah. That's her little brand.
Yeah.
I found the first night of the intro. The intros, the one intro that really stood out to me was Jane drinking, like, if you're
oh, drinking the hot sauce.
Oh my god!
Oh,
is that like a blowjob thing? I mean,
no.
What is that?
No man wants that in their urethra.
Urethra.
That like some underground signal or something?
It's how can I? First of all, she looks a little bit like a
wild.
Manson girl.
Yeah, she does.
So they had to
girl.
Give her
she's
like
voted out night one.
Be wild
need,
and weird.
Yeah, we just need something.
Oh my god,
that,
hot
we
sauce
need that.
Yeah, the brushing the teeth with the hot sauce.
No.
Yeah,
that was.
What's the point?
The eggs. The egg. The amount of the eggs. I was like, if that's your somebody tweeted us. Like,
I'm gonna do something really crazy now. Watch.
And if that's your thing, you're so desperate. It's crazy.
Oh, I think a producer was like, let's spice this up.
Yeah.
And gave her like, you know what would be funny? Brush your teeth. Oh my God. It would be so funny if she brushed her teeth.
By the way, can I just
take a selfie of it.
I would be the person that would be completely manipulated by a producer.
Yep.
I would have been the person, the fool, that they would be like, this
totally.
Is a great idea. I would have been the dummy, and I would have known in my heart of hearts, like, I really doesn't feel right, but I let them talk me
but
into it.
But it works. It works for those people.
Yeah.
They will continue to go back on Bachelor in Paradise if they make an impression. And the producer's job is to make sure they make an impression.
Yeah.
Jane was the one that we were obsessed with that we thought was going to be crazy because it's not her real
God.
Name.
Yeah, we've got a chart.
That's right. That's
her
right.
name was Adrian.
Wait, where's
what
Jane?
Jane, it says Adrian, quote, Jane. It's like
right.
anybody that changes
that's
like
right.
a
we're...
perfectly fine name, Adrian, is a nice lady's name. And then to Jane, it's like, what witness protection
hey, Adrian,
program?
You know what? Call me Jane.
Jane.
Jane's how
like,
I go on the street.
They all look like the same person.
I know.
They do.
They look like the
catalog for
name,
American
like
Doll.
One.
They often do.
Jane 2, Jane 3.
There's a lot of Hannahs. There's a lot of Laurens.
Ashley.
So then we have Blake. We see Blake. He's doing push-ups in really bad shorts. He was shirtless.
Wait, he did 3 push-ups and looked directly in the camera by accident on one of them.
Yeah.
They got just and they're like demi push-ups. They already
He was really. He also looks like he's been drinking a lot on his poon tour, so he's trying to get back in shape. Not as badly as Kevin's been whipping himself into shape for Paradise.
Is Kevin that
Kevin?
Guy?
When Kevin whipped off his shirt for Chris Harrison, but then put the shirt back on inside out.
Is Kevin the one who kisses his muscle in his little?
Yeah.
That's really sexy.
So then we have We've got Cam. He's doing a rap. He's overanalyzed.
I can't believe he's back. I just can't stand
Demi. I love Demi, but she was so excited. The producers are feeling like they're trying to get like hip and young. It's like, we found someone who's fluid. And like having her chat with Hannah, like, I fall in love with who I love. And like Christian Hannah having to just like act cool. Having to keep her face neutral.
Yes, totally.
Like having to,
I think,
like,
so too. I think she was that demo, and also the way that Blake is supposed to be like the symbol of Me Too or something like that.
Oh, yeah, it does feel that way. Like, yeah.
Yeah, we'll get to Blake in a second. It's an interesting conundrum with Blake.
Yes, there's a lot of background.
Well, we'll get there. We'll get there. So then we have Clay. Clay says, who should have no controversy, I tried to make it in my NFL career and it didn't work out. Did it not work out because he broke his wrist?
I think he wasn't very good to begin with.
Okay.
Like, I don't think he was like a big player.
Yeah,
and, like, maybe
know.
He just got cut. Maybe he did get injured. I don't think it was because of that injury.
He was a free agent, so he may not have gotten picked up again.
Yeah.
Okay.
But now he has this.
So then we have Nicole. She has all of her tissues. She's packing. She's working out. And she's lifting Halo Top things of ice cream.
I mean, again, it's
the... Remember, they gave her a year supply of Halo ice cream.
Yes.
Oh my god,
like
they did. Why?
Yeah.
Why?
Like, remember, because she cried so much on Colton's season that they were like, "Here's some ice cream."
Oh my god! And I like that you. Yeah, you were the only person who would remember that.
Yeah.
Like that, she still had to work out with Halo Top.
Halo Top has really taken over my life.
So then we have Chris Bukowski. He's back, coming out of retirement.
Oh, yeah.
It says he's 31.
How is that possible? He's 42.
Yeah. There's no way.
I mean, he's a handsome guy. He's the same age as Blake, but he's a disaster. He got addicted to fame. He quit the show, and now he's back.
Hasn't he done six
and
tours?
He announced his retirement.
That was painful to watch.
His retirement from reality TV.
Yeah, I'm retiring.
As though we were all waiting with bated breath to find out what his next move would be.
You can say just in sort of like the idea of what you were saying with like them sort of trying to get magazine covers. He's so far out of
the
loop.
Social media profile.
Yeah, that he's
Instagram
like
Instagram account.
Yeah, nobody would care with him because he's not current enough.
He is retirement age.
He is retirement age.
For Bachelor.
He's actually 55.
Yeah.
He's not 31.
Exactly.
I think that Chiron does say 32. Does it say 31?
It's the first two here.
No, 31 is retirement
age. The first night, I think it said 31, and then the second night, I think it said 32.
Was it his birthday?
Is he going to age?
I don't know.
Every episode, he'll be a year older until we reach his actual age.
He said he was on, what was Emily Maynard's season?
2012. Yeah.
That's when he first came on. 7 years?
So
It said he was 25.
Wow.
So then the first person at the beach is little Hannah G.
Yeah.
Furby.
And she's grown on me. She's pretty cute. She actually has a nice personality.
She does.
Except,
we're not there yet. So she goes, I feel starstruck by paradise. And then Blake came down and she's like, Blake and I have been talking. I'm excited that he's going to be there. In our minds, that's like a nice couple. We don't know yet what's about to happen.
Right.
It's like, oh, but here comes Blake. He was in a school shooting. His mom left his dad for the gym teacher.
That's right.
And like his dad was really handsome, and the gym teacher looked like Wallace Shawn. So then we have people are super into Tayshia, and Tayshia's talking to somebody, and she says, "I'm a vibes girl. You have good vibes, good energy."
Remind me, was Tayshia down to final two of her that season?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
He cut Hannah.
She was down to final three.
Final three.
Yeah. Okay.
And then he cut Hannah in the hotel room.
Yeah.
And then she cut
Tayshia. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then Tayshia had to comfort him.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
So then Kevin took his shirt off, and then he couldn't believe he'd starved himself and worked himself. He was so psyched. And Chris Harrison was like, "You're so pale." And he was like, "Ow!" Like, he forgot to get a spray tan.
He said he works out 4 hours a day.
How do we have a job?
He used to be chunky. I don't remember what he used to look like.
Wasn't he the Army vet? Yeah, wasn't he the veteran? Isn't he the reserve?
Oh, yeah,
isn't he Army reserve?
I think
they all just try and get so buff because they'll be shirtless the whole time in paradise.
I don't like it.
Look crazy.
It's like shooting a Marvel movie. You take your shirt off for the first week while you're buff.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then the rest of the season you have your clothes on.
If I was drinking that much, I would gain at least 12 pounds that month. Like, I couldn't sit around not exercising, drinking that much in the sun, eating like
chips.
Oh, yeah.
It would not
well,
end
they
well.
They have new rules, though, after the Corinne...
It's yeah. two, but it's still two an hour. You could
two drinks an hour, because people were binge
but
drinking.
You could still have 10
20 drinks,
and... drinks
a day.
Could yeah. Be... exactly. Exactly. You could lose yourself.
48 drinks. Yeah.
You're right. I'd stay slim with 48 drinks. So then he goes, wow, look at it here. It's so beautiful. It's like to the infinity of what looks like yeah. Earth, the water. Like, he's a sweet pea. I don't know if he's a rocket scientist.
No.
They're walking Snapchats.
Yeah, they are.
They're captions.
So then his Wells goes, wow, your torso proportions are quite something. He's like, I've been working out. Like, he does, you know, I'm really proud with how it works. Like, he's always like, that girl, she's attractive. She's got an attractive face. She got a nice jawline. Like,
yeah. Yeah, he like critiques them like they're like a
yeah good shoulder blades walking yeah. around.
Great
the quads. I like what they got a nice eyebrow bone line. The proportions, good birth and hips. So someone else has arrived, and then we see Blake is carrying Hannah around, but Wills has a plan for Hannah. We are to Wills. He did our podcast.
Yeah, we liked Wills.
We liked Wills.
I still like Wills. Wills yeah. kept doing like humanitarian work or the
Wills
Humane
on?
Society. Sorry.
Yeah.
You had Wills here?
We had yeah. Wills and Wells. We've had both Wills and wow. Wells.
I went to college with Wills.
And Annalise.
Yeah, yeah, we know
that was his college. Live show in San Francisco.
Yeah, yeah. Annalise in San Fran.
That's yeah.
Was it? And Wills, right?
We had Will.
Wells was in San Francisco.
We had Wells. We had Wells on in Nashville and Wills on in San Francisco. And Annalise on in San Francisco.
But we also had Wells on in San Francisco.
Yeah, we did. Remember, we did San Francisco in the Golden Gate Park.
Yes, we did with Wells.
Wells has done he's it multiple great. Times. He's actually, I really, I think
the
that
bartender
is really cool.
Who Wells?
Wells.
Or,
I
yeah, I love
really
Wells.
Cool
I love
is
Wells.
He the bartender?
Yeah, he's the bartender.
I was going to ask about him. Does he ever get laid?
He's marrying
engaged.
Sarah Hyland from Modern Family.
Oh my God.
Yeah, they've been dating like 3 years. They just got engaged.
So we love
and
him.
He's a cool
he's adorable
dude.
In person. He's a DJ.
He's probably heard every sad drunken story at the end of the night.
Oh my God. Can you imagine? So he was on one season and they liked him. He was different. Like, he would reference like Talking Heads albums and people would stare at him like, what the fuck are you talking about? Yeah. Like, he's actually a really fun, cool guy, and they liked him so much they had him go be the bartender.
I love that.
I know. And then he fell in love with Sarah Hyland.
Smart.
So then we have... So Wills is watching Hannah and Blake chatting on the daybed, and his plan is to ask her lots of... He's got like a 12-point system question he wants to ask, and every question he's telling the camera, she tells Blake. So it's like, what's your favorite food? And she's like to Blake, a charcuterie platter. It's like, you know, so that was...
Charcuterie board, yeah.
Isn't that a lot of food?
That's like cheese.
That's a variety.
And
bread, but it's a variety.
It's like
olives. That can't be your favorite food.
Because that's like 23.
10 foods on it.
And Blake said, me too.
Me too.
No.
Yeah, no. A charcuterie,
charcuterie
board.
Was not
No,
on
a charcuterie
his...
board is nobody's favorite food.
Yeah, no.
It's not a food. It's an array.
It's like a buffet. It's like saying a buffet is my favorite food. I like a breakfast beret. I actually do like a breakfast buffet so much.
But it's not your favorite.
Your favorite food. Then.
That's my favorite food.
I thought that was so strange. He's like, "What's your favorite food?" She's like, "Charcuterie board." And he's like, "Me too." And no, it's like, not.
Yeah, you're lying.
No, it's not.
You're lying.
That's nobody's favorite food.
He seems to have all like. Did he write these questions out before he came? All Blake's
Will?
Questions? No, well, Blake's questions as well are all very like. So, 10 years from now, we're sitting on a bench. Like, everything is so... Like,
here's my theory.
Really
maybe they get
here's my
sheet.
Theory. So, I'm going to just say it now. I'm going to get the scandal out of the way now because I want to discuss my theory.
What?
Okay. So, the scandal is this.
It's the elephant in the room.
So, everyone's like, Blake sucks. There's the elephant. Yeah. That's Blake. Right. Blake sucks. Blake... fucked two girls two nights in a row. He told me to be a secret. He wooed me all weekend at Stagecoach.
Right.
Who knew Stagecoach?
Stagecoach is now more famous than it ever was.
More advertising than ever.
It's a country and western.
It's a country western fair
the weekend
in Indio.
The weekend after Coachella.
Yeah. So they probably just stay.
They
probably go to Coachella and
they
probably just stay. So, okay. So then last night... Blake looks like he's having like a mental breakdown. He does on his main page. On his main page, he does like a 7-page thing long. It's like
on
look,
his Instagram.
Yeah, his main page. He's like,
he
posted
the text.
So wait, we're not there yet.
See the text.
Okay, no. wait. Hold please. Okay, so first he goes, look, I don't want to put this out there, but it's really painful. Yes, I did some stuff. I'm not proud of myself. Like I basically kind of was like, I've been kind of like James Taylor this year.
Okay.
However, I feel like I need to defend myself. Go to my stories. So in the stories, he did disappearing screen grabs of all of her texts that were basically her saying,
which one?
Kaylin to him that was like, I want sex. He's like, no, this is a bad idea. I'm coming over for sex. He's like, no, we should go to bed. She's like, he goes, we can cuddle. She goes, no, sex only. And like, so she's demanding sex. And so she's being the real aggressor in this. And then afterwards, you can see him saying, we need to tell people. And she's like, I don't want to. But I will say, so, and then he's afterwards freaking out and crying and like punching himself in the face and the chest.
Yeah, that's horrible.
And then it was hard to watch.
Wait, this is online. He was on Instagram.
He was doing this while the show was on.
Yeah, really? Last night.
Yeah, he was live
posting. I texted you guys. I guess it didn't go through.
I'll send it to everyone.
So then he.
But Christina's up too, I think.
Oh, really?
He did?
I didn't see that.
He put Christina's texts up also?
I thought he did.
I didn't see that. So then, but the thing that confuses me, so I was watching that because I already knew about the text and I was watching it and I'm like, okay, so I mean, again, who knows what happened? Like the truth probably lies somewhere in the middle. Like she was definitely more aggressive than she was making her out to be. But the way he was crying last night and being like, my whole life's about to change because of my actions. It's like, well, all right. If it wasn't, if you were single and it was just a woman being aggressive, like, it just feels like his reaction of how bad he'd behaved was larger than what the text, like, I don't know. It's weird. Like, clearly there's some weird middle ground.
Yeah, he was just worried about looking like a bad guy. Because he did actually say when he was talking to Christina, and he said, look, you know, this will only make sense if you tell me, do you have feelings for me?
Yeah.
And she went off on a thing more about, like, this is what a man should do and what a man shouldn't do. And she had the opportunity to say, do you have feelings for me? And kind of scooch past all that, but it didn't work. And I thought that was a valid point.
I know.
I thought it was true. Like, it only makes sense to be busted like this if you really care about me.
Yeah, that's
true. You know, because he said I'm a single man and stuff. But, I mean, I don't know.
So his questions, I guess, and also, like, what you were saying, Anna, like, his questions, part of me is like, okay, if he has been kind of a dirtball, look, we all know guys that are players. If he's been kind of a player, tearing through all
they're
the women.
Bachelors.
So, you're allowed to be a player. But, like, if you know you've been kind of an extra dirty dog player, maybe this was his plan to, like, for his good guy image redemption tour of, like.
The redemption tour.
I'm going to be a gentleman on TV. I'm like, going to
I just got out of rehab.
I'm going to pick Tayshia and not Hannah, and I'm gonna like everyone thinks I'm gonna pick Hannah, but I'm gonna surprise people and go be a gentleman and ask questions, like you know what I mean? Like
I feel like he's so worried about his image, like he only cares about himself. He doesn't really, he's not sad about how the women feel.
It bothered me that he said to Christina, I can't believe you do this to
me. I know, he kept blaming her. It's like, you did this, dude. Yeah. There was no accountability for his actions.
It was totally narcissistic. Someone tweeted at us, he said, this is the worst day of my life, and he was in a school shooting.
Yeah.
It's like, that should have been the worst day of your life. That's the most terrifying thing you can ever be in. And then a bunch of girls being like, how dare you treat us like this is the worst day of his life.
What was shocking was there was just no accountability for...
No empathy.
That he had a hand in... he was apologetic.
Yeah.
He was like, I'm so, so sorry. He was apologetic, but there was almost like, how could you do this to me? Yeah.
Shouldn't he have been sorry for how he made her feel?
But we don't.
Instead of just being sorry for his behavior.
With Christina? Yeah.
Yeah.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah. Yeah. That he was upset.
And then he put it on her, which is like.
He did. He's like that. And I'm mad at her. And yet, when you look at the texts, and I think people have like. I mean, we could, like,
I have them right here.
It was, do you want to show Rob? Do you
want to
read it? What do you read about Rob?
Okay, so there's a bunch of texts. The first one that he posted says, 1 week before Paradise. I don't know why he posted it. He posted it, like, out of order.
Oh, I saw mine in order. I saw
that
one.
Okay, it starts with Stagecoach. She says, I'm coming. He says,
no. This is Kaylin.
You know, basically, I'm going to come over. And he was like, and she's like, it'll be fine. It's chilling. He's like, that's what they all say. And she says, come on, loosen up.
Yes.
Let's just have a good time, man. I just ordered an Uber. And then he's like, that's what you all say. And then she said, we can, I'm kind of skipping around because I want to read all the, we can cuddle but no sex. And she says, yes, sex, only sex.
I mean.
He says, I have willpower. And then she says, no cuddling. And then she said, you both know that we're not true. And then he said, I know when you get a little alcohol in you, like basically how you are.
Yeah.
And then she says, I'm a gentleman. And she goes, that's very false. If I come over, it's strictly for sex. Nothing more, nothing less.
I feel bad for the guy a little
bit. I'm just trying to be honest.
Well, look, when it comes down to it, even if she threw herself at him, I think that he has to admit culpability that it was, and he didn't last night. He was never like, hey, you're right. I can see where this would hurt your feelings.
Never said, I can see how you feel.
Yeah. Yeah, but and they, I think that would have.
I think they're both fucked up. I think they both just fucked up.
Yeah,
but then they keep texting like a week before Paradise, where they're like freaking out because I guess
Christina didn't know.
Yeah, news of them got out, and they're like, "Who knows? We've been so careful." And
I don't see why it's that big a deal.
Yeah, I don't know either.
And she's like, "Because he must have been dating Christina."
Yeah, and she was like, "And they're like, did you talk to Cassie and Colton? Did they tell anybody?" So like, the news of them hooking up got out, and they're like freaking out, and they don't know if they should go to Paradise. And she's like, "I really don't want to tell people, but I don't want people finding out and looking like a liar."
Saying, did you tell Hannah? Was that Hannah G?
No, she said Cassie.
I also know because early she keeps saying, "Did you tell Hannah?" And then Blake keeps being like, "No, I haven't told her yet." Which I don't know who he hooked up. Like, I don't get.
It also feels like back in the day when before everybody became influencers, when early on in Paradise, people would be like, "Nice to meet you, Rob." Like, they were not all hanging out at like
such season.
Yeah,
weren't able to contact each other as much. Now, I mean, because they're just like, "Can we like just think about it?" And she's like, "I think it's better to be honest." He said, "We can do, you know, I just don't think you will feel any more comfortable." And sure, let's just be honest. We fucked up so bad. And then she's like, "Let's just play it off as not being a big deal. Everyone hooks up in this world."
I mean, like, that's what he's saying.
She comes after him, tells everyone on the beach.
Then it makes more sense why he would feel so ambitious.
Agreed.
Well, we know Kaylin has done this before.
She did that to Hannah.
She did it with Hannah, and then she did it with Katie. Remember lying about like Katie saying something?
Yeah.
And then Tayshia, she made up stories about them saying things.
It's also like she's the one who's saying that we should lie, and
she has the big freak out about it. I'm a mistake.
And it's also like if he was with Christina and she did kind of push it, and I'm getting in a car and I need sex, it's like, I can see how he's like, I shouldn't have done this. This was a mistake.
We shouldn't have gone through with this.
I knew we shouldn't have done this. And this was a mistake.
Yeah.
People make mistakes.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean you are a mistake, but it was as my gut feeling.
Or looking at the whole thing and going, you.
She has a part in this too.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, she's spinning
and
it.
The editors are spinning it.
Yeah. I'm sure.
Mm-hmm. I don't blame him. I was him and I was getting that edit.
Yeah.
And again, he might have had like a poon surfing season of like, which you're allowed
I'm
to
sure
do.
He did. He's hot, and everyone liked him.
I'm sure he did, and I'm sure he was kind of a grody. Like, I bet he plays on being a nice guy, and
absolutely.
Then, but like, I can see not wanting to get that edit and wanting to defend yourself.
Yeah,
I mean, saying it was right that he put the text up, but like, I can see going, that's not what happened.
These texts are proving her story wrong.
Yeah,
like they're not proving the same narrative.
I feel bad for Christine.
Christina, me too.
Yeah,
where's she from?
She's Russian. She's an orphan.
Oh,
I know.
She was so sweet when she was six or seven.
And she had her heart broken last year. She's a really lovely young lady.
She's lovely.
And she had her heart broken last time. I know Heitner is like, remember Heitner? That was like his favorite. He was obsessed with her.
What did she eat? So
lipstick. She was so hungry in Russia. She ate lipstick.
Really?
Yeah. So
before or after she put it on?
I feel like I've done it myself.
Girls gotta do.
So we'll probably get more back to Blake and stuff.
Yeah,
but here we are.
Let you know if I find anything else.
So we're with Kevin. Goes, this is a very solid cast of women. Hoping we don't have any drama. And Onyeka comes in with the horn. Cam comes up with his dumb leopard shirt, and he goes, "Always beach Cam." And then I love that Wills goes, if I was at a strip club, I would picture him as the DJ. That's really well. That's exactly
yeah.
right.
Yeah.
That's perfect.
That is perfect.
He is so douchey.
He wouldn't be a stripper. He'd be the
I thought it was yeah. weird they were making fun of his shirts. I was like, you're all wearing like patterned yeah. silly shirts.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And he goes, I'm in. And one of the ladies, oh, I think it was Demi, was like, he freaks me out. He seems like the guy that would growl. And then he immediately goes, yeah. I'm in. Paradise. She knew it. So we have John Paul Jones comes down in a Speedo, and he goes, "What? I'm ready to surf, you know, whatever comes my way." And then we have he's just a quirky guy, that John Paul Jones.
Oh man, you can so you know when he's like, "My friends call me John Paul Jones," you know that his friends he just doesn't
have friends.
My dolls call me John Paul
Yeah, all
Jones.
My dolls.
But he's just like, people like him because he's such a personality.
Yes, you know what I mean? He's easy to be around. He's yeah. not a dick. He's just like he seems just like a kind of, he feels like, what's his name? Sean Penn's character in Fast Times.
Spicoli.
So yeah. I love that, and he's talking to Onyeka.
And he might be on the spectrum maybe a little bit, like there's something.
I love when he saw his own reflection in the camera, and then he had to turn, he's like, I'm sorry. Like, Onyeka was just like, she's like, you know, talking about her, people make me nervous who go, I'm the type of person, like, right. I'm the type of person who, like, I'm direct, and you're going to know, I'm the kind of person, I just say it like it is. Like, and he's like, uh-huh. I was like, oh, I got my quirks, and people are going to go, I was like, uh-huh, I'm sorry, I just saw my reflection. Hey, how's my hair looking? Do you want a fringe braid my hair? I'm John Paul Jones. So then we have Derek comes in. Derek was engaged last year to Taylor, and I did not see this coming, but I love the Derek Demi combo, because Taylor was so uptight.
Who's Taylor?
Which one's Taylor?
She was the emotional intelligence.
She's a therapist.
Oh. She was a therapist. Right.
Wow.
She'd be like, Corinne, you don't have any emotional intelligence.
She was super uptight. They fell in love and they got engaged.
Got it.
And then they broke up, and like basically he's dating the Corinne of the next season, which is Demi, and like they're really cute together.
He switched to the Corinne.
He switched. Corinne's more fun.
Yeah.
But
Demi is not going to last because Demi.
And we know she's going to leave him for a chick.
For a lady,
can't wait for that.
We don't know who it is.
I can't wait for that.
What do you do?
A three-way?
In that rose ceremony.
Three-way? You do a three-way?
You're just trying to get someone of the opposite sex to give you roses.
Yeah, they're going to have to switch it up. Yeah. About time.
That would be exciting.
It is. Props to Demi. We know her girlfriend is coming.
Yeah, her
girlfriend. Like, they showed that already. Her girlfriend is coming, so who knows what's going to happen. Yeah.
I mean,
that's her girlfriend?
Yeah. Well,
is it her girlfriend, or is it like another contestant?
It's the girl that she was talking to Hannah about.
Oh,
really?
Oh.
It has to be.
Yeah.
Is she a contestant?
I think she's going to end up hooking up with one of the other contestants.
I thought
in
it made
Paradise.
It sound like it was her. She was going to bring her girlfriend.
No,
so then
I
why
think
is
it's,
she on the show? She can't be on the show.
Because she said it was an exclusive. She was like, I'm seeing someone, but it's not.
But like, you can't bring
my options.
It looks like the trainer from San Diego is who it looks like.
But she's getting married to the girl. To the goose.
Oh, wow.
I think it's the girl that she's seen. I thought that's what it made it sound like. And you kind of see her face, and I didn't recognize her.
Maybe
there'll
be a throuple. Maybe it'll be
her and Derek.
Maybe it'll be she and Derek.
We've never had that. America's ready for it.
I don't think they've ever had a three-way on the show. Have they had a three-way?
No.
Have you guys ever been in a three-way? Has anybody here ever been in a three-way? I've been from a... Have you really?
Oh, yeah.
Was it fun?
Yeah.
Two guys or two girls?
A girl and a guy. And me, yeah. So what's that mean?
Yeah. That's
two girls and a guy, yeah.
And it was fun?
Yeah.
Good for you, Beverly. Exciting.
Well, yeah.
Okay, great.
I'll try anything a couple of times.
That's cool.
Did you do it more than once?
Yeah.
Oh!
Okay.
That's fun.
So fun.
That's exciting.
I was intimidated. I was too intimidated. I couldn't do it. I've been asked. I appreciate that I've been asked, but I couldn't do it.
Who were you asked by?
There's something methodical of people to ask.
I was asked by one couple that the guy was my ex-boyfriend, and it was his new girlfriend, and that just seemed weird.
Yeah.
Like, that's not a good idea.
Yeah.
Even though we were friendly,
point.
Just weird.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
And then the other was a gay male couple. And I just didn't want to be the...
Never done that.
I'll try that.
What? No, I've never done that. Done two guys. But I one of them was a really, really good friend of mine called me. She said, oh, you should come over. And she told me where she was with this guy who I thought was incredible. And I went over there, and they were, like, both in bed.
what? And they're like, hello, Beverly.
Yeah. Oh.
Dive right in.
That's amazing.
Dive in.
Wow.
But it does, it did distort stuff.
The in your friendship?
Well, because it's like, see, I raised twins, so I know all about like the kind of, you know, there's this interaction where it's like, when you get three people together, it's a different thing that happens.
Yeah.
And it can, and I think it, well, anyway, I'm, this is not about my three ways.
No, I mean,
it is, now.
It is now.
Are your twins identical?
No, I have a daughter and a son.
Yeah.
So they're fraternal.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
I'm fat. Do they have a twin language?
They did when they were little.
I'm fascinated by that. I'm fascinated by twins.
Mm-hmm. They called bottles Bobby U's.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They made that up.
And do they have like a weird, do they, can they like sense things with each other? Like sense things that are going
on? I don't know, because they've always been very close. They've always been together. They've kind of gone through their lives together. So
yeah, that's awesome.
They're just, and they're great friends. I mean, I've met moms who have twins, and they go, oh, God, they're fighting. And
yeah.
Wow. My kids never fight. The biggest fight they ever had was I think, years ago, my son wanted my daughter to play video games.
Right.
And she wasn't into it.
Oh, that's that nothing. Was it. That's
she won't play video games.
Yeah.
You know.
That's awesome.
How old are they now?
Nice.
18.
Wow. Yeah.
Going to college?
In fact, on Friday, I'm getting my son settled in his new apartment.
Aww. Yeah.
But he'll be back. It's like in Northridge.
Yeah. Yeah, that's good. That's good.
It's like, bye, you're back.
Yeah.
On the weekend.
Yeah.
See you tomorrow.
Yeah, see you tomorrow.
Yeah, that's
a way to do it.
Laundry day.
That's a good way to do it.
Good.
So we have Chris B is back. He's 32. And Annalise starts flirting with him. We have arriving, we have BB's back, Meatball, we've got Jane, we've got Nicole the Crier, Clay, they all kind of came at once.
Mm-hmm.
Clay was talking to Jane, and he goes, me Tarzan. I was like, mm-hmm. Okay.
He's Kermit the Frog.
He
is Kermit the Frog.
He just talks like a Muppet.
Yeah, he did. He's like a very sweet, simple guy. He just talks like a Muppet and works out.
Yeah.
He's clearly a huge guy.
Yeah.
He's very nice. I always liked Clay. When he was on Becca season?
Yeah, then he broke his wrist. So
totally.
Then we have Kaylin, and she's like being vague, getting all upset. She goes, I saw someone. Blake's not my favorite person. It didn't end well. And Chris Harrison's acting dumb, like, oh, really? You know, like, and like. And then she walked in, though, and I will say Blake's reaction was, holy fuck. Holy fuck. I gotta go. And he was like breathing. He was like, oh, shit. Oh, fuck. And he ran away. I mean, that's not a small reaction.
Mm-hmm.
That was a big reaction.
Well, again, it goes back to the text, right?
Yeah.
You must have seen her like, she's going to.
It makes me he looked guilty of something.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Like, it made him look extra. His reaction was so visceral. And he went from having a really good time to, like,
literally
the world had ended and he ran away. Like, that was a bad reaction.
Mm-hmm.
And then they go, okay, well, let's go to the Palapas. We're excited to mix and mingle. Everyone in the room. And everybody there likes Clay. And Annalise is like, I don't think he's ready.
Right.
Okay, we love Annalise.
We love Annalise.
She did our show. Annalise sometimes gets in her own way.
She does. And she's in person. She's lovely.
She is lovely
but
and
she was
beautiful.
She was a Debbie Downer.
But on the show,
You're like, dude, okay, it's not your boyfriend, so.
And it's been 3 months.
Like, and he didn't like her.
Months.
Like, yeah, sometimes people talk about marriages and buying houses, and then they're like, whoa, this isn't working. Like
and Clay's
that.
Like, I think you should look at your own life.
Yeah.
I did think he handled it very well. He was like, I think you may have misunderstood.
He did. He was very, reasonable.
He was very reasonable.
He might have just gotten misinformation.
And then Demi, I loved what Demi. Demi was like the voice of reason.
Demi's like, Grandma didn't take her med.
Oh my God, that's because she's 34.
Yeah, I did.
In that world, she's a grandma. Grandma didn't
retirement
take her med.
Yeah.
But I loved it because Annalise was like, I didn't want to say anything. Demi goes, why did you then?
Yes. Yeah. Demi doesn't fuck around.
I love that.
Daughter of a prisoner.
Daughter of her mom's in jail.
Wow.
Or she got out.
She got out.
But she was in for like embezzling.
For a long time.
For a while.
White caller.
So I mean, I know this is going to like betray my rookiness, but how do you know all this stuff about
it? They air it. And they love it. This was all they
on The Bachelor when she was a contestant to her win
package.
The heart of, I don't remember
you
who.
You would see her making calls. They would see her making calls to her mom in federal prison.
Hi, like, mommy.
Yeah, I love you.
Like, drop
the phone.
Yeah.
My time.
Yeah.
You get it.
Sad.
So then Blake's on everyone's list, and then Kaylin's like, he did horrible things. She's telling me, I'm a mistake. He never apologized. Meanwhile, he's flirting with Hama. He goes, I never go to bed. I mean, my FOMO is real. We vibe. Oh, that was hard.
His FOMO is real.
But now, I felt like this was unclear. Did he spend months texting Hannah?
I think he did. Yeah.
Saying, I can't wait for us to get to
yes,
this.
Yes, I'm sure of it.
She thought, he's going to show up and ask her.
I think they hooked up.
I don't think they did yet. Because I think maybe that's the one he was like, did you tell Hannah? Did you tell Hannah? Maybe it was that Hannah.
Maybe.
Like, because maybe he was setting it up, like, we're going to be together.
I trust Beverly's instincts. She's had three ways.
Yeah.
I bet she knows exactly who's had sex with
her. I'm completely wrong.
No, I think you might be right.
Yeah.
So he hooked up with Christina, we know. He hooked up the next night with Kaylin, we know.
Yeah.
At Stagecoach. And then he also had realized a thing for, what's her name?
Tayshia.
Yeah,
they were like DMing and stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure he's DMing.
He asked Tayshia out on the date when he got the date.
Right, even though he was flirting with Hannah.
By text for months.
He's a bit of a dirty dog. He's a bit of a James Taylor.
He is guilty in this. He's being a little. Yeah.
He's a dirty dog.
But like,
and he's trying to be the nice guy. It's like, if you're a dirty dog, just be a dirty dog. Don't be a dirty dog and try to be the sweet pea.
I just think the story has been spun. And I think also editing probably isn't showing us the real story.
But also, Hannah's with. Who's that real nice guy?
Okay, so then we have Dylan.
Is his archetype, is his party line like, I'm a man, I'm going to do what I want to do, and I'm entitled to do that?
He's like, I'm just single guy.
Justifying.
I think it's sort of like. But I think where he gets into trouble is he tries to come off like the nice guy. Yeah. Uh-huh. And I think he...
Just own it.
Just own it, Blake.
Yeah.
Just own it, Blake.
Yeah, there's all some dirty dogs.
Because he tries to own it in a really not wishy-washy way.
I feel like we've all made out with some dirty dogs that you're like, I know this is a dirty dog, and that's what's kind of fun about them. Like, it's like, I'm going to make out with a fun, dirty dog, and like I'm choosing it, and this is fun. I know they're a dirty dog, and this is going to be fun. So Blake gets the date card, and all of the ladies are like, their tails are wagging. They're like, oh my God, who's Blake going to pick? And everyone assumes it's Hannah. And meanwhile, Dylan is so bummed because Dylan only
I
came there.
Dylan.
I love Dylan. He's just shy.
Because he really, really was nervous that time.
He's been nervous every time he's with her.
Yeah.
So in a weird
That's really
mood,
all they talk about.
I know. He's like, I like you so much. And
I like
I'm
you
so,
so much.
Scared.
I'm so happy right now.
I'm so nervous. I'm happy too.
You know, I would be like, okay, then cut to the porn.
Okay. Exactly. So he, in a weird move, asks... Tayshia, what was that?
I don't know.
What was
I
that?
I did not get that.
Was it because he knew he liked Hannah and he was like, let me just see? What? Why?
Maybe it was the only one he didn't sleep with.
Maybe. Tayshia's breasts mesmerizing.
She has amazing
breasts. Her body
breasts.
Is crazy.
Her breasts are
amazing. I think he just was like, gah.
Her boobies are spectacular. She's a stunning girl. She's fun. She's cool. And her titties are great.
So he'd already... You know, whack-a-mole, three of them.
Right. I don't think
so. He's got a new.
I don't think he'd made out with Hannah yet, though.
We don't know.
I think Beverly's right that they probably hooked up. I think there was something going on
that was more than just.
What do you think, Rob?
You know,
I trust Beverly. I just go with Beverly.
But now I feel terrible. Now I feel terrible because I'm probably completely wrong. I don't know what I'm talking about. I don't know what I'm talking about.
You're our Yoda, Beverly. We trust you.
I don't know what I'm talking about.
You know exactly what you're talking about.
You know everything. You're the one. You're the
Bachelor in Paradise virgin, and you're going on instinct.
We trust you. Okay. So then.
I hope I don't lay it
so down. So then he picks Tayshia, and then Dylan is like, yes, I finally get a break. And then Kaylin is still talking. Blake and I hooked up. And he went, no one would know it. And I'm his secret, and it sucks. Like, that's like.
He told me I was a mistake.
So then Hannah is blindsided, and off Blake and Tayshia goes, and they walk into some fancy hotel that has strings of lights everywhere.
That was Vedanta. Cool.
You know what?
Vedanta.
On this show, the dates are the most boring part. Like, yeah. I just want to fast forward through the dates.
Yeah. I don't care. Sitting around the food that they don't eat because they've already done, like, the craft service.
And they always have fun and it always goes well. Get back to the beach.
Yeah. Except for it didn't go well.
To the kiss. To the kiss.
Yes, exactly.
So it's a first date.
It's like, I want to time it the next time and see how long it takes on a date for them to get to the kiss.
Yes. Right.
Yeah. About 12
I'm
seconds.
I'm nervous. Yeah. This is wonderful. You could be the one. Like, is it 30 seconds? Is it 25?
I want to be on this show so badly. It's my biggest regret in life is that I'm not on this show.
I know.
So, okay, the first date of paradise.
What about married bachelors in paradise?
Oh.
Oh, no, wait. That's a contradiction.
Yeah.
Sorry. I didn't mean to throw you off. Go ahead.
Okay. So he goes to the first date in paradise, to second chances, to finding out what we're looking. It's all these tropes.
Yeah, second chances.
Yeah. It's these tropes of him trying to look like a gentleman.
Yeah.
He hired like a PR person to make him seem
like a cat.
Who can't write.
It did feel very scripted.
There was no chemistry. No. And she was like stunned to be there. It was like, wait, what? And he goes, what's your biggest fear? She's like, rejection. She's like,
but you like me for my boobs.
Yeah. For my. She goes, I want somebody who wants to be a dad, a family man. He's like, oh yes, oh yes.
Oh,
and then he goes, well, it only takes one person to choose you. If you can love the wrong person, think about how much you love the right person.
That's written.
If you love the wrong person,
because they both love the wrong person that didn't pick.
Think about how much you could love the right person.
Yeah,
that makes no sense. That's like saying 2 and 4 = 19. I don't understand that.
I think he was saying that, like, if you could fall for somebody that didn't pick you, imagine somebody that was actually into you as well. Because both of them were the number two. Both of them fell.
But that's like saying if you were an idiot who's a loser, then guess what?
Yeah.
You won't be one day.
Yeah, that is.
Okay.
They were both the losers. They were both the number two. I think because they were both the runner up.
But you're right. It's a very simple.
It's scripted.
So meanwhile, Kaylin's getting drunk with Will. So she's like, I am mad. Every girl is like, I love Blake. And it's like, I feel like skipping paradise. Come on, he's just ghosting me. We met on the music festival. She just went to each person, like one by one. The music festival, we spent the night together.
Stagecoach.
Like, oh, my God.
And then stagecoach.
You know what? We should watch it together and do like a drinking game.
Every time they say stagecoach.
We would be... dead.
Shit, we'd be shipping. She's like, we were in bed. This didn't sound good. We were in bed, and he was DMing Hannah G, and then he was saying how hot Tayshia was, and then he found out he hooked up with Christine the night before. I mean, that is gross.
That's
the DMing, like the other... That what he's doing from his operation of business from the bed was pretty gross.
But it also sounds like he thought it was just sex so he could be open with her about
these
things.
If she said no cuddles, sex
only. I'm like, can't you wait till she leaves the bed? Just wait till she leaves the bed.
He didn't need to do that in front of her. Clearly he's like, he's just an idiot.
So then she goes, he calls me 2 weeks ago. And he goes, no one can ever know about this. We have to lie to protect his image. It's like, doesn't really seem that way in those texts, but who knows. And then Wells goes, the best way to protect your image is to not be a douchebag. All right.
Okay.
Facts.
True story. So Tayshia is in the hot tub, and she's making out on her date with Blake. That happened fast. They got in a hot tub.
The 30-second rule.
At the restaurant.
Yeah. The restaurant hot tub.
30-second rule.
The
restaurant / spa.
How was your dessert? Okay, the hot tub's ready for you.
I always go on dates with the bikini.
The thing is, I haven't seen anything that justifies them kissing.
I'm turning it up. If you hear things,
that's a different track. Like there's nothing. There's no lead up. I'm nervous.
No,
kiss.
Yeah.
You know, what's your biggest fear? Kiss. There's no verbal. There's no verbal thing that says
that's the Bachelor.
Here we go and kiss.
That's the Bachelor.
What's the Bachelor America?
Yeah. Guys, if you hear loud sounds, it's because we have a fan in here because it gets hot. I bought a fan.
Thank you, Arden.
Yeah, you're welcome. Should I move it closer?
You have to buy them.
Should I move it closer?
No, I like it.
Okay.
There it is.
So then she's like, he acts like he's a super sweet guy. He puts on this persona. And it was just like, all right, then go talk to him. Like, why are you telling everybody else and not talking to him? Like, like, go deal with it. But he did not talk. He did not acknowledge her. He did run away. I will say, like,
he didn't.
So Demi's in the hot tub with Derek making out. They're testing the waters. She's like, I had some fun with Derek. Derek's a good kisser. I love it. I'm having a lot of fun. I'm not used to gentlemen. I usually go bad guys. Yeah. I like that because I believe that. I think she's from like a trailer park and her mom's in jail.
She's like, we had a little French kissing.
Yes.
We did a little French kissing.
We did a little French kissing. She's fun.
She's fun. She's crazy.
She's crazy. She's crazy but fun. Dylan is like, I'm not that bold when it comes to girls.
I love Dylan.
I know. He was so nervous. He's like, she's totally out of my league, but I'm going to go for it. He goes, I am very into you. I am very nervous. Your smile is amazing. I'm cheesing really hard. This new phrase, cheesing.
Yeah, what's like the deal with that? It's never awful.
All keep saying
it's what awful.
It, what is exactly cheesy. Does it
like
mean?
Crushing.
I like crushing.
Being I mean, cheesy. Like being cheesy. Being corny. Yeah. Being mushy.
I'm
being
low. Okay. Yeah. Thank you, Patch.
Yeah. Okay. I'm very into you. Your smile. And then he goes, this pillow's in the way. And then he kisses her. And then they start making out. And he goes, Blake blew it. Here's the thing. He's so sweet, but he has no game. And it's not going
to
last.
He's trying way too hard. Like, he's putting all his cards out. And it's like, you kind of have to play hard to get. Like, he can say, like, hey, I'm really into you. But, like, don't.
Yeah.
Like,
but that's why I like him.
Be smothering
I know.
Her.
He's so sweet. That's
and they are very cute
he's
together.
He's so sweet.
Because they're both little petite cuties.
I have to pee. Do you guys mind if we take a pee break?
No, let's take a
break. Great. I'll be right back. Okay, I'll make this fast. Okay, listen, you know what we can do? Because
I love your dress,
we've covered the first 5 minutes.
Thanks. Thank so you. Lovely. I dressed up for Beverly. Beautiful. I got this from Debbie. It's a Rachel Antonoff.
I saw
her wearing it, and I was like, oh, my God, where did you get that? She goes, drive her to my house. I'll give it to you. I was like, all right.
Wow.
Thank you.
I love having friends like that.
I know, because I think she gets free clothes.
Yeah.
So she was like, and I think she'd been photographed in it. So it was like, here, amazing. I'll give it to you.
Wow.
Yeah, I was like, thank you. She gave me a bunch of, like, beauty products, too. She was like, look. Some things I get for you are presents, but I didn't buy, like, there are certain things, like.
But I didn't buy them.
Like I could actually pick things, but this is just, like, if you don't mind my old shit that people are, like.
But that's so cool, too.
Yeah. That's nice.
Yeah. No, she gives me all sorts of goodies.
Instead of, like, pretending.
Paget gave me an earthquake kit.
Oh, my God, yeah, you got the earthquake kit. We're all preppers now.
I know.
So here, okay, so you know what the best way with Paradise is, I think, because it's sort of, there's so many different storylines, why don't we just do, the, like, three more storylines? Let's do Clay and Angela, Clay and
Annalise.
Clay and Nicole.
Nicole, sorry.
But that just started.
Okay, so Clay and Nicole, so Clay gets a date, and Bibiana is showing up. She's basically acting exactly like she was last year, and, like, crying, and, like, her shining moment was the Winter Games. She should have just, like, tapped out after Winter Games when she fell in love with that New Zealand guy, and she broke up with
him. This is another spinoff of this show.
But then she came back, and, like, that was her crowning jewel.
I'll tell you, she looked gorgeous, though, I thought.
She looked beautiful.
I thought she looked absolutely beautiful.
And she looks very natural.
She does. That's
unlike a lot of
girls. She has a lot of lips, though. She's got major lips.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
I thought she looked lovely.
I mean, I think that they did a good job.
But doesn't it seem like she's always just there to sort of comfort the other women?
Yeah.
She never gets a guy.
She didn't.
And to be just like
Vermont.
And to just be like friends with the guys.
Yeah, so she's like
kind of a tomboy.
They like her as a friend. And she never gets any.
In Winter Games, a lot of guys.
Apparently.
There was like three guys pursuing her. And then she dumped one. I think she likes being on the shows.
Yeah.
So she was flirting with him, and then everybody likes Clay, and then Nicole. I predict they're going to go. I predict Nicole and
gonna
Clay
go all the way
that they're
going to
get engaged. I predict they're going to fall in love, get married, have babies, and get engaged.
So Nicole's due.
I think
she's due.
I think that Nicole is
good
going.
Girls finish first.
I think she's going to get. I think they're going to get married and have babies. Thoughts?
Wow.
Well, that'll be paid for.
That'll be paid for, and people would like that.
Yeah,
an in-style wedding.
I think he has a type, just like beautiful brunettes.
Yeah.
Because
Angela, his last one was
gorgeous.
Yeah, which one's Angela?
She was gorgeous. She went on some dates with Eric, who was the player last year in Paradise.
And he's like, I didn't say I love you.
Yeah. So they go out, and they were so cute. They go to a fair. They rode the bull. They had that wheel with the balloons on it.
Uh-huh.
And then they, like... I love his. Also, he's like, you know, we didn't. Before he went on the date, he was like, we didn't talk about much, but she's an attractive girl, and it felt right. Like, he's like a robot, too.
Yeah. So proper.
And then they went out, and then she goes, oh my God, I got my fireworks kissing moment, because she didn't even get a date last time. So she got her date with the fireworks.
Fireworks behind them.
They look right together. Mm-hmm. They're very cute together.
I am uninterested.
But I think they both want to get married and fall in love, and I think they're going to...
Too vanilla.
I don't know. I'm bored.
Okay, great.
Not with you.
Not with you right now. You're doing great.
I don't
bored
know.
With Claire and
but
Claire
I hope
Nicole.
They do. I hope they do. Get married, have kids, and live happily ever after. I would like
to. Oh, no. I know. I didn't feel bored.
Okay, good.
Thanks, Rob. I love Rob. Rob and I, we love each other. Rob and I are in love, guys.
We wanted to tell you.
Guys, Rob and I have fallen in love.
Here's
I didn't
the text.
Know. Yeah, guys, exactly. Oh, my God. I still, because I sold a book and I'm writing a book, and I just wrote about the part where you met my mom and you were, we were in Nashville and you took the red eye to be there, and you had to come take a shower before the show, and you walked in and you're like, oh, hi, Janet. It's nice to meet you. I'm so happy to be here. And she looked at you and she goes, are you?
Are you though?
Are you, Rob? Like, and then afterwards, when we were trying to tell her to date, and she was like, she went on a couple dates. She goes, I don't want to date a guy my age. She goes, have you ever seen old man balls? I don't want old man. She goes, I want to date a young guy. She goes, I date your friend Rob. And then Rob is like, I date your mom. Anyway, there you go. That's a shout out for JJ. Okay, so then we have. John Paul Jones. Let's talk about the taco.
Oh, my God. Okay, that's one of the best moments of television I've seen in a while. The guy who threw up.
So Jane brings him. So it's like rose ceremony. Everybody's trying to get a rose. And so like the roses that are up for grabs, one of them is John Paul Jones. And so Jane brings over a plate of tacos. He's
call me Jane.
And he called me Jane, even though my name is Adriana. And he goes, oh, I'm all right. Yeah, these are pretty good. Oh, no, it's all cool. Like Aaron texted us the best. I might have to.
It's like, no problem. It's not you.
Oh, my God.
It went on for so long. I watched it again this morning after I heard Aaron's voicemail that she sent us.
That was funny.
I have to find.
And it went on and on.
Can you play it? Is it plugged in? Can we play through the earphones plugged in on your computer?
It won't let me.
It was so gross.
I don't know what just.
It was so gross. It was so rude, too. In a way, like, he could have just gone off.
He was so... He's,
no, he was so like apologetic.
Right?
He's so free. And then he would, like snot. Like,
yes.
He's so free.
He's so...
Trying
he's
to speak
also
in
choking.
Trying like to was... speak in Spanish to the guy at the
oh,
end.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that was great. Also, Clay speaking Spanish.
They
was,
all are...
I was, like, living for that.
They're like, hola.
He's like, I'm just really sorry. Thank you, Jane. Thank you. Oh! No, it's good. Oh, I'm good. Oh! And then she started crying. She's like, I just... It's really rattled my ability to do my best here.
Yeah, my best.
This is not what I intended to do. My ability to do
my
best.
Oh, my God.
So meanwhile, so Christina gets the date card, and Christina goes out. She walks in with the date card, and she's like, Blake, would you like to go on a date? And so meanwhile, Kaylin has started telling everyone, including Tayshia, and Tayshia pulls him aside and is like, you know what? You need to check yourself. And he's like, oh. So then he goes out with Christina on the same date that Annalise went on last year, that bridge driving thing. Mm-hmm. I think they were trying to.
Oh, yeah.
That like looked dune buggy. Suicidal.
That was so scary.
They had the washcloths across their Go, girl. And she was driving.
Like,
I thought she was going to kill him.
Me too.
She felt like she was going to kill him. So then she was like, I just wanted to ask you why you slept. So she called him out. I felt badly for her. I feel very badly for her at all of this.
I do. I feel like,
And I understood her point. She was like, that's not the point.
Because that's when he was like, he got mad.
He was like, yeah.
He was like, I'm a single man. I didn't think. But I have to say, and I don't mean this as a defense, but I thought that there was logic in him saying, this whole conversation will only make sense if you have feelings for me.
Yeah.
Because really, and I thought that was her opportunity to say, you know what? I do have feelings for you. Mm-hmm. And that's why I was hurt. Mm-hmm. And when we had that night at the Stagecoach, I thought that it was
drink.
Something.
Stagecoach drink.
Now we're doing it.
You know, it meant a lot to me, and I'm disappointed that it didn't mean as much to you. And
she didn't say it.
No, she didn't say it. And that disappointed me because what she did go to, the kind of like, be a man.
you know, and men shouldn't do this, and men shouldn't do that. She opted to like a judgmental kind of thing.
They
of
might
his
have
whole,
cut it out
of his whole
she
thing.
Also wasted a date.
Why didn't she just
have a brief conversation?
Yes,
with
him? Yes. Yeah. Good point.
Say I know what happened,
and then
kiss
the 30 seconds.
She seemed excited to like really corner him and sneak attack.
Yeah, she said it's my time now or something like that. She said like an action film line before they went on the date.
Yeah.
Do you have Aaron's audio?
I do. I have.
So this is Aaron texted us last night because she's in Florida with her parents, and she texted us her impression of John Paul Jones. Yeah.
Thanks for my taco, Jane. I sure do like a night taco by the beach. Mm. Oh, this is... Oh, hold on, Jane. Oh, no, I'm fine. Dude. No, I'm fine. It's good. No, I just... No, not your fault, Jane.
I love her.
I was so fascinated by the long sideways sensor bar.
Yeah.
So that we wouldn't see any of it.
I appreciate it.
And then did you see how quickly he kicked dirt over?
Yeah.
Because he was like,
how fucked up was he?
Like a standing cat. Yeah.
He was probably hammered and ate like the world's hottest pepper. I think he was hammered and ate like one of those crazy hot peppers.
She's the one who's into the hot sauce. Yeah. So she said she made them, and I think she made them.
Oh my God. No.
That's why she was so upset.
No.
Yeah. She even said, he goes, oh, that's hot.
Maybe it's like Munchausen's. Maybe she thought that she'd rescue him.
Oh my God. Oh my God. That's so fucked up.
So she did it to him, and she's
God, she made
that's
a hot sauce taco. I didn't even add that
she
up.
She poisoned him.
Well, she brushes her teeth with hot sauce.
Yeah,
I didn't even add that up.
So meanwhile...
Oh my God, that's fantastic.
So Blake comes back from the world's worst date ever, and Kaylin was like, oh, this is all rattled. Then Kaylin was like, can I talk to you? So then she pulls him aside, and she was like... This is so fucked up. You called me a mistake. You told me you were ashamed of me.
And he goes, I didn't call you a mistake.
I'm a dirty little secret. I'm a dirty little secret. And then he starts freaking out.
He goes, having a heart attack.
He goes, this is real life. This is not just television. This is my life. My life is over as I know it. Life is going to completely change right now and not for the better. I'm going to have to go into hiding. This is going to be hard on everyone in my life because of what I did.
They just post everything on Instagram.
It's like a paranoid schizophrenic thinking the CIA is after you. Right. He suddenly went down such a deep hole.
He turned into his mother real quick. Ruining the family.
Oh.
Yeah.
But it's also like
we have a therapist.
But that reaction and his tears and like this is gonna every what I did. It also was like. That reaction is worse than just a guy who hooked up with two women two nights in a row.
Right.
Like, that reaction is a large...
This thing, he kept going, like, holding his
chest.
Holding
his chest. Ugh. That reaction is larger than...
Yep.
Made out
PTSD.
With people... That was large. That was PTSD. Large.
Maybe.
He wasn't a school shooting.
PTSD. Yeah, because you're right. Why can't you just go, like, you're right, I fucked up.
That means... Because that makes me feel like he's done some shadier shit. I think she's done shady shit, but his reaction was gigantic.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Of like, because of every, I'm going to have to go into hiding.
That's very strange.
Go into hiding.
If he thought that he had to go into hiding, then why did he do all those posts to text?
I mean,
that's kind of the thing. That's a bit of an attention grab.
The whole thing, you're like, what is going on?
That is confusing.
So then.
Yeah. Got to go into hiding. Hey, everybody. Over here.
This is what happened. These are the texts I got. I felt I had to defend myself, and I needed to be known.
Sending these from hiding.
Yeah.
And then they go, Cam goes, so Annalise is busy flirting with, what's his name, the older guy.
Chris.
And then she goes, okay, you got...
The older guy's 31.
31. You get 10 kisses.
She's older than he is. She's 34. 34.
You're like, my prescription is for 10 kisses. Oh, here's my sticker. We're playing doctor. And then Christina pulls him away. He's going to go for Christina.
Oh, yeah. He basically said it. He was like, oh, Annalise is the nicest girl, but...
Christina's a hot little Russian orphan.
Yeah. He's definitely going to go with Christina. Annalise might.
Yeah.
She might go home.
Aww.
For being a bummer. It's possible no one picks her.
Yeah.
No. Three women are going
home. It's musical chairs.
Next week.
Oh. Yeah.
It's musical chairs.
Ooh, what's your guess on who goes home next week?
Okay, Jane.
Jane.
Yeah.
Maybe Annalise.
I think it's Annalise.
Mm-hmm. And maybe
Bibiana.
Bibiana, right?
Yeah.
So, but
Wills might pick Bibiana potentially.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Like, I mean, because a lot of times a lot of people say, like, hey, can
but
you
who
pick
else?
Me so
but
I can
who
hang
else
out?
Wouldn't it be?
Who else is there?
So we have Katie,
But Katie what, hasn't Kevin, really talked Kevin, to anybody. Kevin and Katie are talking.
Oh, yeah, shit.
Then we have somebody will pick Tayshia.
Yeah.
Who's
like, who's Dylan? I mean, because Dylan and, I mean, they showed it, like, Dylan and Blake want
to
pick
Dylan
Hannah
will probably
G.
pick Hannah, and then Blake will have to probably, pick for Tayshia? Drama, have to choose between, like, Tayshia or...
And Kaylin.
Or no, I think Cam will pick Kaylin, because remember, Kaylin...
Oh, yeah. So Kaylin, talk about needing a rose so badly that you're willing... So basically,
Cam.
The way Paradise works is it's cruel musical chairs. So this week, the men have the advantage. There's three more men than women. Next week, they'll bring in, like, three new guys, and then the women get to pick.
Roses.
So there's a new... And it could also be like, okay... Early on, Beverly and Rob are paired off because Beverly and like,
Rob.
Yeah, so they're like, and they like each other and they're crushed.
It's three-way.
Yeah. but then Beverly's kind of had her eye on a guy that's not here yet. She's kind of had her eye on Clay, so she's hooking up with Rob, but week four.
To stay on.
Here comes Clay. And
right.
But like, she started to actually like Rob, but like,
yeah,
oh shit.
Now what do I do with
oh
Clay?
Oh shit, here comes Clay. What am I going to, who am I going to give my, so it's just each week of power. Goes back. It's fun. Yeah. It's really fucked up musical chairs.
And in the past, Bibiana, who has not hooked up with anyone, would make an alliance with a guy who the girl he liked wanted
someone else.
So they'd be like, let's just be friends and I'll give you the rose next week. You give me the
right,
rose.
Right, right.
But inevitably, someone ends up liking someone else. And so then they sacrifice their friend alliance. I mean, it is. It's a brilliantly produced show.
It's amazing. It's amazing.
I want to see the Bachelor in Vietnam.
So she's kissing Cam, and she goes, "Wow, I'm just sitting here." And she even faked it so well, like, "Wow, I'm like, who are you? This person? Who?"
She's a great manipulator.
She is so manipulative. She actually is so like. She actually had to say like. I mean, I didn't expect this, but like, who is it? And he is so he is such a boner. He cannot believe
he
gets to make out with Kaylin.
I did it.
He's amazed.
Is she a pathological liar?
Possibly.
Yeah, this is the one
so.
Who was lied in the past.
Yeah,
so there,
yeah.
If she's,
I mean,
the one saying it's just sex, no cuddling.
I mean, like, she will be found out. Is it?
I know, it's all on tape. It's all, we're seeing it all. Like,
that's not me.
So Blake is like, I look awful. It was just awful. So then I guess, is there anybody we're missing? Is there anything we're missing?
Well,
then
we go to Blake.
Yeah,
getting
Blake.
His
oh yeah
ha- going to
oh,
Hannah
yes.
so
getting
that he won't
wine.
Drown. So she's the last. She's his last buoy.
And she falls for it.
And she falls for it the moment he says he's trying and he's talking to her and he's a little twitchy
and
as if he's on
super twitchy.
A drug, which he wasn't. So. There's something psychologically.
Pause for 1 second. He was twitchy earlier when Hannah or Kaylin, somebody arrived. It was either Christine or Kaylin. And the guys were like, oh, did you know her earlier, Christina? And he goes, we hung out for six or seven months.
Yeah.
And he was like twitching and weird. And,
I think he's shady.
He's shady. But he's being shady with her. And he like does this strange licking the inside of his lip while he's talking to her. Something unusual is happening.
Yes.
And then he smiles and he says, I really like your dress. You look so pretty tonight. And she holds on to her earring and tilts her head and it's done.
Yes.
Katie immediately, she had just told Wills, I want to be with Dylan. And then... Blake gets her in that second. You're so pretty.
Yeah.
You look so pretty tonight.
Yeah,
and she's
right.
done.
Yeah,
and they start
you're
making
right.
out.
You're
and
right.
she's going to give
you're
him.
You're right. She grabbed that
he's
earring.
He's going to give her the rose.
That's right. And then she goes down and she talks to Wells. And Wells
No,
goes,
it was before that. She had just told Wills. Sorry.
No,
she talked to Blake after Wells.
But then she went and talked to Wells. And Wells.
I mean Wells.
And then she said Wells.
Oh, Wells.
And then Wells said,
bartender.
I can see.
Yes.
I can see that there's
something between you and Blake that
you can't say no to.
Yeah.
She came there for him.
Yeah.
Like, I think in her head, she's like, I'm going to go there. I'm going to hook up
with Blake. He's got better game than Dylan.
I mean, Dylan is so sweet.
But something's wrong with Blake.
Yeah. And Blake did not seem like this on Becca's season at all.
I think it's because it's the James Taylor.
Yeah,
like,
it's having
like,
a
it's
year
like all the girls
of being famous.
Yes.
I like
your theory
that his is the story of redemption.
Oh, that he wants.
I like
he wants
that.
To try
like
it. That's why he's coming
that
on. He wants to seem like the good
it's
guy.
It's his redemption story.
And maybe it's also like maybe he's been such a dirty dog that he's also like maybe to himself. Because I know James Taylor was. wrestling with
comes
demons.
Comes clean and finds his true love.
Was trying to, like, he like wanted to be a good guy, but they can't help themselves. There's all these beautiful women are throwing themselves at them.
Yeah.
And they get drunk on fame and women. And these are not necessarily the guys that always got, like, and they just can't resist it. They can't resist it.
Well, it's like being a rock star or a movie star. Suddenly, after beating your head against a wall, all of a sudden you have access to all of the women.
Yeah, you're right.
I mean, not all of them, obviously, but the most. Ones that are there are willing to.
And we've met a lot of these people in real life. The men and women in real life are more beautiful than any actor or actress. They're the best looking.
It's bizarre. But they're
like a species.
But they are, I have found, utterly asexual.
Yes.
I'm telling you, that feeds into my theory about it's all about, it's not, do I know this person? Do I care about this person? That it's, is this person the person that I can hook up with to raise my social media profile?
But even when we started doing this, Instagram wasn't quite as big. And even then, like, there is something
there's
like a human prize quality, though. Mm-hmm. Like, they're beautiful. They're nice. Most of them are nice.
They're very nice. Yeah, most They're of nice. Them are very nice, but there's something, I don't know what it is. I don't know if I need, what I'm attracted to is a funnier dude, a shorter dude. I don't fucking know. It's not these guys.
Yeah.
And the women are beautiful, but there's something to me, it's almost like a robot species.
Is it a lack
like
of
an
intelligence?
Android species. They're all so tall.
They're
and
so
they're
tall.
They're also good looking.
They're
and they
so
all
good
have
looking.
Perfect makeup. Like
men and
learn
women.
How to,
they're so good looking.
They're replicants, man.
Yeah,
yeah they are. They are replicants. Replicants in
there's
paradise.
There's something very
which is a show. That's what we got
that something
there.
That's our title,
yeah.
Replicants in Paradise. It is
Replicants in Paradise.
It is truly, cuz I feel like we've all met some of the best looking people in the world. Like when you meet, we brought them to Outside Lands, which is a comedy festival, and one of the comedians was like, they're human prizes. Like, they are actually a human being that is a prize.
That's what you win. At
you
the
win,
end of the
you
show,
win
you
this
won
person,
another human.
And, like, they are visually the best. They're better looking than any, like, they're not, like, cool, like, models in New York. It's not, like, styly. They're just stunning.
Physically advanced.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Even, like, on the show, Annalise, who was played off as sort of more of, like, the normal one, in person, she was stunning.
She really was.
Stunning. It was
Sharon
shocking.
Tate. Like, she's a
she was
knockout.
Adorable
she's
in person. She is Sharon. She was Sharon
gorgeous
Tate. She was
in
so cute.
They do feel modified. They feel genetically modified.
I know. You can only imagine what that Hannah looks like in
oh my God.
In real life.
I know. I was looking at
a Barbie
her.
Doll.
A
yes,
Barbie doll.
Barbie doll.
So going forward, I'm so excited for this season. Are you going to continue watching Beverly? Are you in?
Yes, I've been bitten.
Yes!
She is a virgin no more.
It's fun.
Yeah, it is.
Know what is fun about it, too? I'm not a cynical person. Like, I just drink the Kool-Aid and I decide to be all in. And, like, sometimes people actually do fall in love. But it feels a little bit like a sporting event of, like, who's going to win?
Yeah, the beautiful
who's
people
gonna
fall
win?
In love with the beautiful
who's
people.
Who's going to win? And, like, the gaming, that's why we don't read spoilers. Like, and what's fun about Paradise is that they actually have more time to hang out with each other than they do on The Bachelor or The Bachelorette. So some people actually do meet and hang out and fall in love and, like, have babies.
Well,
and
I think they have more. Doesn't Bachelor in Paradise
more
have more marriages?
Yeah.
More successful marriages?
Well, because, like, when they meet someone they actually like, they get to
actually
spend
time
with them.
All day, every day, for, like, a month solid.
Yeah. And they get to really see what the person's like and see if they like them.
You can find someone you really connect with.
But the gaming aspect is fun. All right, how many engagements do you think and how many weddings will come out of this?
I have three engagements.
Three engagements. I predict one wedding, three engagements.
Two engagements, one wedding.
Oh.
Rob?
I'm going to go 3-1.
Beverly? Wow.
I don't know. I mean, I just to be safe, I'd say 2-1.
Okay. Tana?
I think there's definitely, unless it's a whole big, like, upheaval and nobody gets married.
I'm going to say.
I can't see that.
I'm going to say the wedding is going to be Clay
and Nicole.
Okay.
And then, I could see Nicole, knowing the background now.
And then I'm going to say
her time in the sun.
I believe that
Padgett doesn't like that.
I just don't know. No, I want Bibiana to hook up with someone.
Me too. Me too. Hmm.
You're. That's,
I thought you said you thought Bibiana would. Oh, Rob, you thought she might Bibiana would leave.
She might go just because she hasn't hooked.
I know. I think she's going to be let go because she didn't hook up with anyone. I'm hoping she does find someone. That would make me happy because I feel like she's always a bridesmaid, never the bride.
Do you think Derek will get engaged again? He feels like the kind of guy that would get engaged again.
He's ready to.
Yeah. I would be happy for crazy Chris on his sixth go-round.
He seems like trouble.
I think he has...
What if Chris and Annalise just... They were like, we're just too old for this game, kid.
Yeah.
I felt like...
Let's just tie the knot.
I felt like Lori said, and I could be wrong because she's so deep in, I could... And I don't want to... This may not be accurate, but I think he was struggled with some, like, drinking stuff.
Oh, he looks like he had a drinking problem.
Because I remember he was very, very, very drunk at, like, when last time he was in Paradise.
He almost fell in the fire.
He almost fell in the fire.
Remember he showed up to...
Really Beck? Drunk.
Whose season? He like showed up trying to be like, I want to be a contestant.
Yeah, he's like, so I
oh yeah,
Becca? But
right?
he was,
yeah.
But he's still drinking this season. I was curious to see if he'd order a drink. I think he ordered a drink, which is not a great news for him if he struggles with that.
Yeah.
All right. In conclusion, I'm so excited. We're back in Beverly. Welcome to the podcast.
Oh, thank you so much.
Did you have a good time?
Yeah, I've had a great time.
Okay. Padgett, where can people find you?
DuckTales on Disney and reruns of Criminal Minds.
I will be on Insatiable Season 2 that is out sometime this fall, but you can catch Beverly and I on Insatiable Season 1 that is on Netflix right now. And I will also be in two movies that are coming out. One is called Satanic Panic and one is called Boy Genius. They both come out in September.
Yay, Arden.
And my book is going to be out in the fall of 2020, but I'm going to keep talking about it, so I'm countable.
What's the name of it?
Straight Outta Little Compton.
There you go.
I love it.
Rob?
We have the final season of Supernatural, season 15. We just started shooting, and it'll air this fall.
That's
I think,
exciting.
October, November. Yeah.
Ms. Beverly, anything you want to promote?
Well, I have a solo show.
Where? When?
That's the thing.
Okay.
Multimedia embodied memoir.
Great.
What?
Yeah. When will this be? Or is it?
That's the thing.
So maybe you'll be announcing it on Twitter or Facebook. So follow Beverly, and we'll keep. You know what? When we'll be having Beverly back, and we'll obviously keep doing the podcast. So when Beverly does it, we will promote it in case you guys want to go see it. Anna, Katie, anything?
No.
Not really.
Will you guys help me do tweets of the week? Also, so many funny emails we got this week. So many tweets of the week. Okay.
I am doing a movie.
Yes,
I forgot completely.
What's
Never
your
mind.
Movie? You do
called
it.
The Other Side of Dead.
That's fun. When does it come out?
I haven't made it yet.
Okay, that'll be fun.
I'm going to start shooting it. I don't even know what I'm doing yet.
That's fun.
This
like
is
that.
Funner.
Okay, that's thank you. Because we literally have hundreds of funny ones to pick from, the pool that I say now, I say more now. It's just harder to whittle it down. Okay, Cheyenne Constant at Trixie Firecracker. Ladies, let this be a lesson. If you spend too much time focusing on the wrong guy, you will have to flirt with Cam so that you can stay on the island. I love this. 2.0. Shelley 2.0. Annalise is talking a lot of shit for someone who also didn't get picked up by a football team this season. She was so mean about him not getting on a football team.
Yeah, I was like, don't talk. Like, don't rub that in his face. Like, it's not your business. Ugh.
Lacey.
Why did she do that? Therapeutic. She's got a whole therapist.
Yeah, I just think she was just trying to point out that he was using this as like something to like bounce back from because he didn't get picked up on a football team and broke up with Angela. I don't know. I thought it was cruel.
Lacey Jo G, tonight's episode of Bachelor in Paradise is brought to you by Stagecoach Music Festival.
Yes,
totally. Seth Vatt at Basebone One. Someone needs to tell Demi that Paradise is the only place on Earth where a fluid relationship doesn't mean what she wants it to mean. Seth Vatt at Basebone One. Blake is the new Dean of Paradise. Dean's new mustache will be playing the role of Dean's dad.
Yeah.
Can we hear Dean's dad?
I got my mustache.
I
like my beans better.
Ryan Paulson at Paulson Photo. Cam is going to be the first cast member to figure out how to get eliminated when in possession of his own rose. oh, my God. This is a funny visual. Blake, when Kaylin comes into paradise. look at the photo.
From Mean Girls.
Yeah. From Mean Girls.
I don't have my glasses on. I thought that was the Unabomber.
It looks like the Unabomber.
Well, so it's a sweatshirt and mirrored shades.
Yeah,
listeners.
Chaz at Thorium_Dragon. Upcoming drama when Kaylin tells everyone Blake was a bitch at the Miss America pageant. She threw shade around about Hannah. Seth Vatt at Basebone One, leopard print. You know you're in trouble when the guy wearing flannel, blue denim, and Jesus sandals to the beach is mocking your fashion choices.
Yeah, totally.
Okay, I'm better than Ben Shapiro at Andrea_Shapiro. Do you think Jane wore that Star of David in case Luke showed up and tried to save her with his shower Jesus Christianity? 3D_Dorito at Joshelle. This season is Bachelor in Paradise Influencer Edition. All right, nobody's okay. So
well,
I
no, they
doing?
All are now.
I know.
That's too bad. It's good. It's a solid tweet, but that's all right, sort of what it is.
Final one. Seth Vatt at Basebone One. Scotch guard your day bed, folks. Bachelor in Paradise is bath. First one to get the wet spots gets the date card.
Yeah.
Nobody's laughing at any of them.
No. Yeah, the first, there's some up top.
All right. I will go with.
I think sponsored by Stagecoach is up there for me.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, okay.
And Cam was getting off with his own road.
Okay,
that's a great one.
Okay, all right, so here we go. It goes down to the final two. Lacey Joe G at Lacey_Joe. Tonight's episode of Bachelor in Paradise is brought to you by Stagecoach Music Festival.
Yay. Solid, very solid.
Solid, and Ryan Paulson, Cam is going to be the first cast member to figure out how to get eliminated while in possession of his own rose. Paget.
Stagecoach.
Beverly.
Stagecoach.
I'm going to do Cam just because I really don't like Cam.
I'm going to do Cam.
Oh. I like the Stagecoach one.
Ooh.
Deciding vote. Wait a minute.
I'm going to not because then it would be a tie.
You're Stagecoach.
Oh, yeah, okay. So it's already ahead.
All right, you know what? We will let Stagecoach win. Tonight's episode of Bachelor in Paradise brought to you by Stagecoach Music Festival by Lacey Joe G. Thank you so much. We will be back, so it'll be up on Thursdays now rather than Wednesdays because it's a two-night-per-week commitment. All right, everybody, what a journey, but it's a short commitment. It's a fast season.
It's a fast season.
It's a short season. It's the best. It's what we all live for. It's what I live for.
Two nights.
All right, everybody, thanks for playing. Bye.
Thanks, everyone.
We are so excited, as I'm sure you were, that we got to have on a new rookie, Miss Beverly D'Angelo, and she wanted me to tell you guys if you want to see her and find out about any of her upcoming appearances, BeverlyDeAngelo.com is now launched. It's BeverlyD'Angelo is now up. You can also catch her August 21st with the reunion cast of the film Hair. And there's going to be a panel charity benefit at the Avon Theater in Stamford, Connecticut, August 21st. So that's, she was in the movie Hair, and there's a reunion cast and a panel. And then, this is very exciting, and it's in my home state of Rhode Island. She and Chevy Chase from Vacation are doing their very first ever joint appearance, and it's going to be at the Rhode Island Comic Con November 5th through 7th. And if you want more info about that, you can go to BeverlyDeAngelo.com. Bye.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to get all up in you tonight. It feels so good. I just got one little question for you, girl. Will you accept this rose? Oh, will you accept this rose into your world? Oh, will you accept this rose into your world?
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
Hey, everyone. This is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets in the car, while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.